This is, I think, the third edition of the Bernie Bite and Brew. It's had a couple of different incarnations. I think it was an event once a couple of years ago, then it was on a New Year's Eve, and now it's turning up in late February.
You never know where we're going to pop up.
Exactly, yeah. Very popular, though.
Yes, it appears to be. By the way, tickets are selling, so we're pretty pleased with that.
Okay, now it's happening on Saturday on the waterfront, a beautiful spot as we know. What can we expect on the program for Saturday?
So it's a pretty simple program, Martin. We've got some entertainment lined up. The coachmen are our live entertainment for the evening. And we've got some food trucks and some bars set up. The event is it's a COVID-safe event, of course, and it is capped. We're under the 1,000 limit. So, and it is a ticketed event, so you must buy tickets. We unfortunately won't be able to offer tickets on sale at the gate. So it's only $5 for an adult and $2 for children 6 to 17 years old. Children under 6 are free to come along.
So it's a five-hour program from 5 yep. till 10. BernieTickets.com.au is where you get your yep. tickets from. And now also it's going to be the finish of the new Targa-style event, the Northwest Rally of Champions as well. And I know they've got over 50 entries for that, so that'll be fairly interesting.
Yes, I believe we've got about 52 entries, so that's going to bring a number of people to the event as well. So the finish line for that is in North Terrace, which is where the event is going to be held between North Terrace and Wilmot Street, so we're taking up that area, which we've traditionally used for our Bite and Brew New Year's Eve event. So it's directly in front of the Voyager there. We'll have some cars in the space for people to view, and a lot of the other cars will be on the outer perimeter of the event. So those that aren't able to come inside the licensed area, it is a licensed event, of course, we'll be able to see some cars on the outside. And there is still, of course, access to the beach. We're not restricting access to the beach. Anyone can go into the beachfront and sit down in the grass and enjoy a nice summer evening, because it is almost the second last day of summer on Saturday. So a good chance to get out and soak up some sun.
Well, the forecast for Saturday for Bernie is 22 and partly cloudy, so I think it's going to be perfect for an event like this.
Yeah, perfect, and the wind factor, I think, is reasonably low as well. So an event organiser's dream.
Exactly, yeah. And with the finish of the rally, will they actually have their presentation as part of the event, or will that be done beforehand? Yeah, it's just a display?
So that is the plan, for the presentation to be part of the event. So I'm not sure exactly on what time that is, but it will be in the event arena. The event starts at 5, so I imagine it's going to be a little bit after 5 by the time they get around to that. And most cars, depending on how they go out on the course, as to what time they'll be finished, but I reckon we'll have a fair number of the vehicles through by 5 o'clock.
Bite and Brew is the name of the event, and it's pretty obvious what that's all about. Plenty to eat and plenty to drink as well. And I know for probably more than 12 months now, the Bernie City Council have been keen to make sure that these events include recyclable use of utensils and containers and things like that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we ask all our vendors to be considerate of the environment and instruct them that the use of biodegradable or recyclable, preferably biodegradable, materials are essential to make the event a success and try and win the war on waste. Because as we know, there's so much rubbish that we can generate that there are alternatives for.
And I guess for people that are attending, there'll be appropriate receptacles for them to put their waste into.
Of course, yeah, there'll be standard waste bins and recycle bins, and we'll have crew on hand to make sure that they're not overflowing. There's nothing worse than going to an event that's got overflowing rubbish bins or recycle bins, so we'll keep on top of that and get it out of the way so it makes the event space look nice and clean and safe as well.
Yeah, and it's important to put the right things in the right bins, because you don't really want to contaminate the stuff that can be recycled.
That's exactly right. The majority of our stuff will actually be general waste, which will be compostable products. So, food containers, glasses will be biodegradable. So we'll probably take the guesswork out of it a little bit, and I'd say probably 90% of the waste will be will be waste and not recyclable.
Yeah, well, I think it's fantastic that you're doing that, and a lot of events around Tasmania could certainly take a leaf out of your book. So it's limited to 1,000 people. Russell, I guess the suggestion is now that people should get online and book, otherwise they won't be able to go.
That's right. I was just looking at ticket sales a moment ago. They're getting there. They're nearly exhausted, but $5 for an adult, and those children, 0 to 5, 3, over between 6 and 17 is a $2 charge. It just helps cover some of the costs that we have in staging this event. We do ask that if people want to bring their own chair, they're more than welcome to do that. Probably not best to bring a couch, but something that's collapsible and easy to carry would be great. It would help us achieve our aim, because there is no stand-up drinking permitted at this particular event.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, I didn't know that. So please bring a chair.
We've got chairs, of course, and tables. We'll provide ample seating, but if people would like to bring their own chair, we'd encourage that.
Yeah, I've been to Bathurst before, and people do bring their own couches, but when they leave, they set fire to them. So we don't want that happening at the Burnie Bite and Brew,
well,
for sure.
There'll be none of that here.
No, absolutely. Russell, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. I hope the event goes well for you on Saturday.
Thanks, Martin.